from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just to show you the level of fake we're dealing with right now, Lee, top 10 story in the nation for 3 days last week was this fake Arlington controversy. And the whole time, here's what the New York Times, they were the ones who really started this, them and NPR, with really a whole bunch of lies about Trump going to Arlington. He broke the law, wasn't allowed to film there, got into a scuffle with Arlington staff, left out most of the actual facts that the families had allowed, had not only allowed him to go to Arlington, but applied for him to be able to video it. It was approved. All that was left out to create the fake controversy, right? And the biggest headline that hit, and it really hit, there's a lot of misinformed people out there right now. We know that from Topic Pulse. We can see the top 10 stories that are hitting, 20, 30, 40 stories that are hitting. And this hit 3 days in a row, was that Trump broke the law filming a callous campaign commercial at Arlington, where we're told he was just, you know, using the dead troops. No, he was laying a wreath on the graves of the dead 13 murdered at Abbey Gate. And the incredible thing, Lee, and I don't know why the Trump campaign hasn't played this up more. It's illegal to film there for a quote unquote campaign commercial. He didn't actually do a commercial. He just released the video of it. Fox News used it. It trended on X. He put it on his feeds. If it's illegal, then you tell me why Joe Biden was allowed to do it. Same section of Arlington, Section 60. May 25th, 2020, a Biden campaign ad includes a photo of Biden standing over a tombstone, just like Trump's, in Arlington National Cemetery. Section, same section, Section 60. But what's worse about this, it was a fundraising ad. He wanted you to send money. He's using the dead to raise money. Somehow it's not illegal, weirdly, when Biden does it. But when Trump does it, we're told. By the way, it wasn't illegal. It just, that was a sensational headline, but it looked bad. People thought, oh no, Trump's going to be charged. It was all fake lies. So if the media is outraged and Kamala is outraged, she really socked it to the Gold Star families over the weekend. They were the ones who invited him. Then she should be just as outraged, probably more, with Joe Biden because he fundraised off of it. But you don't hear that, do you? I think because it was devastating that Kamala gaffed off those Gold Star families and the American people were learning that she had not returned their phone calls, neither had Joe, or their letters. The heads of the military had not returned their phone calls or the letters. It got so bad that members of Congress got involved from their districts, the Republicans, not the Democrats, they don't give a damn, demanding, this has been going on over the last couple of years, that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or somebody respond to these poor families. And what the letters and phone calls are about, this is what's so devastating, and I explained this in the last hour, was for 72 hours, our snipers had cover on Abbey Gate. They watched the suicide bomber come through and do dry runs with his handler. They even knew the license plate number of the car, the make, the model that they were using. They had asked for permission to kill him and his handler for days. And then when he shows up in the suicide vest, it's really obvious he's about to go down. He's the snipers have denied permission again. And the one who testified before Congress just cried and cried. He cried right there in front of Congress. His body is still riddled with bullets. He's got shrapnel all over him. His face is a mess. And all these families want to know, why would you not allow the sniper to take that shot? Why? No, and so this is why, in desperation, these families, as I would do if it was my child, will do anything to get attention to their plight because they have been gaffed off by Kamala and Joe. So this is very embarrassing for Kamala and Joe. It's very embarrassing for this to be rehashed and for some Americans who maybe haven't been tuned in to learn, hey, Trump had to go lay these wreaths because Kamala and Joe won't even return a simple phone call. And you know what? They could have, you know, military, heads of military do it too, but they won't return the phone calls. And the reason is they don't want you to know why the sniper was denied that order. And the reason the sniper was denied that order was it was important for Afghanistan to fall to the Taliban. Why? Because the Taliban had cut a multi-billion dollar deal, actually. We wouldn't find this out till months later in the Wall Street Journal, with the Taliban to essentially run that country, fund the government of the Taliban so it can mine the lithium mines. So when you watch Joe let the country fall to the Taliban deliberately and not want to do anything that would affect that, such as taking out a suicide bomber, it was so that the country would fall to the Chinese, who are using the Taliban as their military force here. That's why. And you can't answer the question. We still don't even know, Lee, who gave the order to the sniper not to fire. The FBI investigation's still open. Oh, they know. Believe me, they know all of it. But it's embarrassing. You can't explain it. It's a scandal. They want it to go away. And they're very mad at these Gold Star families for continuing to embarrass them. Kamala Harris, most especially. Meanwhile, on X, where all news breaks now in the world first, X sets the, sets the agenda every day for news. It's the freest place on earth. You know what the top trending thing is right now? Remember how last week we learned about the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua taking over and the Democrat leadership denied it and then we found out it was true? Well, now the headline is Venezuelan gang takes over Chicago apartments. And also it's going on Aurora, Colorado. It's going on in Chicago, too. You should see. I'm going to play some of it later. The TikTok. These are the TikToks from gang leaders, American gang leaders, drug dealers. Crips, Bloods, whole nine yards in Chicago, giving them notice to get out of the apartment complex or they're going to kill them. So we're about to watch a gangland war go down. I'm pulling for the Americans myself. I'm wondering where you can I get a Crips jersey somewhere, like Bloods, or like, because I want to root for them. You know what I'm saying? You know, go America. Yay. I don't know where I get that. I see if somebody knows where I could buy one of the, I think I would look really cool. Like I'll get myself the cap to go with it. Like the baseball. Don't you wear a baseball cap? You think so? You think I can't do, okay. I'm going to play it later. It is hilarious. It is a gang turf war and they're telling Tren de Aragua to get out. That if you are in an apartment, you better hunker down because we're coming for you. So I can't wait. This is so exciting. So we've finally found a force, perhaps, now that ICE isn't allowed to do its job, that can do immigration and customs removal processes. Oh, it's blue territory. You can't question them. I mean, if they want to come in here and take it, they can. I mean, these are future Democrat voters you're talking about. I mean, you can't tell them that they can't burn down $2 billion worth of stuff, Lee. And because, by the way, that was the final insurance tally for the Summer of Love. Not $1 billion, $2 billion, right? And those were just innocent business owners who probably weren't Democrats. So there was, you know, their businesses should burn. So, I mean, when you're talking about the Democrat philosophy here of burning entire city blocks, which really started with the inauguration of Trump in 2016. Remember, there was like 8 blocks of D.C. that were burned, looted, and destroyed. They were just mad. So, I mean, the idea, I mean, if you're not even destroying here property from, you know, from business owners, you're just taking it. And that's okay if that's what you want to do. And it's perceived you are a Democrat grievance group. So that's what's happening. And I mean, how many years have I been saying this? We will begin to lose American territory, sovereign American territory to these gangs and cartels in blue areas. formerly American blue areas, now just gangland. So I'm really glad that the local gangs, though, are going to fight back, they say. I got to play this for you. It's epic. Anyway, that is coming up. I'm going to save it for the 8 o'clock. So if you stick with me, you'll get to hear it in the 8 o'clock hour. So I hope they film the war. I hope they do, like, put that on TikTok, too. Because I want to kind of watch that. Now, we used to see that kind of gang clash, like, down in Central and South America. But now it's here, so... Who do you think wins? Do you think Trende Arago wins, or you got your money on the Crips and the Bloods? You really? Okay, because it means we don't know. We don't know who to root for because there's not a record. There's not a record. By the way, do you see that NFL player barely survived living in San Francisco? This is an incredible story. I'm going to have that next, too. Stick around.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the headline on the front of the New York Post, 3 out of 4 criminals arrested now in downtown New York. Illegal immigrants, or future Democrat voters, as Kamala and Joe think of them. We now have trending. We're finding out that apartment complexes have been conquered by Trende Aragua, the Venezuelan gang in Chicago, as well as Aurora. So now we're finding out what's going on in Chicago, and gangs there preparing to try to take back the American territory they once controlled, the American gangs. Okay, meanwhile, so we're looking at the beginning of post-American territory in blue areas where Democrats create a vacuum and it is filled with criminals. As I predicted, we would lose territory in blue areas to enterprising international and national gangs. Okay, I mean, of illegals. Meanwhile, to the post-American territory of San Francisco. Did you see this story over the weekend, producer Tim? Holy cow. First round draft pick makes the mistake of thinking he can just, you know, walk around in a post-American blue territory? Like, wow. Safely?
Wow.
Wearing a Rolodex? Wouldn't try that. So
what's a Rolodex?
Okay. So anyway, yes, you work here, my friend. So
sorry.
I know. Ricky Pearsall, okay. They draft him. There's excitement about him, the 49ers, right? First round draft pick. And the problem with him is that he's had like a shoulder injury, a separation injury, and they're hoping to get him back up and running and fit for the season, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is San Francisco. So they're working with him. The doctors are working with him. They think it's going to be great. And then he goes walking around downtown San Fran. 17-year-old decides he wants his Rolex, right? I mean, he's a future Democrat voter. He's a right to take the Rolex. He's, you know, watched $2 billion worth of damage during the George Floyd riots with the Democrats bailing out the criminals. He knows his rights, right? He knows that Rolex, if he wants it, is his. All he's got to do is take it.
Only if he's Democrat.
Oh, yes. Only if he is a perceived Democrat voter or Democrat grievance group member is he allowed to burn things down, take Rolexes, whatever. I mean, it's retributive justice. So anyway, he goes up to Pearsall. This is, by the way, the number one story in America. This is the second day in a row. Okay. Ricky Pearsall. Pearsall's like, he apparently doesn't understand the rules and how it works now in these post-American blue territories. That are geographically American, but not constitutionally or recognizably or even culturally American anymore. So he demands Pearsall, not knowing he's, I guess, an NFL, you know, first draft round, you know, first round draft pick, he demands the Rolex. Well, Pearsall's like, you can't have my Rolex. Well, you don't say that, Tim. Not in San Francisco.
Nope. Not in San Francisco.
Not disrespect a criminal like that. So they get into it. Naturally, Pearsall has to be put in his place. So he's shot in the chest.
Jeez.
Yes.
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't know if he's ever going to return to the game, you know?
I don't think so, yeah.
I mean, how do you survive an injury and a blue hellhole simultaneously? I don't know how you do that. Anyway, this happened in Union Square. Now, here is where it gets crazy, okay? Shot in the chest. That's pretty dire, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're really going to be screwed up. Well, there is a God in heaven who loves Ricky Pearsall. I mean, big fan, probably wearing the jersey. Let me tell you why. The bullet goes through his chest and exits without ricocheting or hitting any major organs.
Ooh. Well, that's good.
Have you ever heard of such a thing in the chest?
No.
I know.
No.
I mean, your chest is all full of major important organs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Got your lungs, your heart. Yeah. Those are pretty important.
So what's wild is to watch the video of Pearsall, who's clearly in shock, right? He gets shot in the chest and my man walks himself to the ambulance. So that's part of why this is trending, and it's the number one story in America right now.
Hey, man, that's a show of strength right there.
I know. It's just a flesh wound. I'm good. I was going to walk myself over to the ambulance.
You guys good? You guys got this? Because I'm just going to sit here and let you guys do it, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, San Fran Mayor London Breed puts out a statement, so sorry your first round draft pick there was shot, and she calls this a rare encounter. It's a rare criminal encounter.
A rare one.
Very rare.
Okay.
For San Francisco, you understand. Nothing normal about this at all. Right. So everybody's shaking their head. Then it gets better, right? Because ex-Major League Baseball star steps in. Mark Mulder rips the city of San Francisco. Listen to what he tweeted, okay? What an absolute hellhole of a city, he wrote on X. The mentally ill libs will still tell you how beautiful it is, all while they get mugged and step in starts with S, ends with T.
Well, that's one way to put it. Yeah.
Well, all these other players start piling on. Mulder, by the way, played 9 years in the majors between, you know, Oakland Athletics and St. Louis Cardinals, right? So he's had a heap and helping of Democrat policies.
Right.
Yeah. And he's not the first one. Charles Barkley blasted the city during the NBA All-Star game. Former San Francisco Giants star Buster Posey also said that crime and drugs were a turnoff to impending free agents. So I don't know how they're going to recruit now. I mean, hey, come to our great city. You won't be able to leave your gated home. But, you know, it'll be great. You can look out. It's a beautiful view over the wall that you'll have to build around your home to live.
No, I thought they didn't believe in walls.
Oh, they do. For them, they do. It's not for me and you. People like me and you, you know?
The serfs, yeah.
The serfs.
We're not allowed to have walls. Right. They are, but we're not.
Right. Yeah. So, look, we all know that who is really at fault here. And it is, of course, Pearsall, because he should have just handed it over, right? The Rolex. And, you know, then should they have bothered to pick the 17-year-old up, he would have bonded right out and come back for Pearsall's other Rolex, I suppose. That's how it works there, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. They get to do whatever they want and, you know, other people suffer.
I just wonder how this is going to impact the team.
Oh, they'll be split down the middle. Some people will think that he deserved it, and then the others will be like, nah. And then, yeah, it'll be like this big thing.
Yeah.
In the NFL.
I just think it's funny. The team thinks, man, we're almost there, man. We've almost got him through rehab. He's healing. He might be on the field. Oh, he got shot. That's right. We're in San Francisco.
Oh, I got to be mean to him in public, but yes. I'll be nice to him behind off camera.
Yeah. Anyway, Niners wide receiver Deebo Samuel posted on X, he's good, thank God. In other words, he's not going to die. And he is still in the hospital, though. So, anyway, But, you know, what I love is that he fought back. He went down fighting.
Yeah, I like that too. I respect that. Yeah, and he just walks over to the ambulance like, yeah, I just got shot.
That, you know what? That is like a thing now. I think Trump started it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get shot, you're still in the line of fire for all you know. You pop right back up bleeding and you keep going. Yeah, it's the American way now.
You're good. Yeah. You don't have to worry about it. Just, you know, just shake it off. Walk it off.
Right. Just walk it off. So, well, we wish the best for Ricky Pearsall and the 49ers that they get to have a season this year. If I was the coach, I'd be like, dang, you know, we already have a first round draft pick down for the count. I'd be telling my guys like not to leave their home except to come to practice at this point, which is probably good advice for really anyone living in a blue city at this point. Given that Trende Aragua has now, we're learning, taken over apartment complexes by force in Chicago as well as Aurora. Absolutely savage. Over the weekend, I just got to cheer on Elon Musk taking on the entire world to defend free speech as the Democrats egg on the rest of the world to arrest him. Okay. A lot of people missing the significance of what happened over the weekend. Robert Reich wrote an editorial in The Guardian. That's the UK Guardian, the, you know, one of their two big dailies there in the UK, encouraging Europe to arrest Elon Musk. This is the salute. We've come here now. We have to arrest him. We cannot have misinformation about the Democrat Party or liberals in Europe anymore on X. We've got to be able to censor it. Who is Robert Reich? Who is he? Former Labor Secretary for Bill Clinton, advisor to Barack Obama, American Democrat. Communist, Marxist, authoritarian, pig too, but yeah. So when Robert Reich writes an editorial, an outrageous editorial in the UK Guardian, saying, look, we've come to the point where we need to arrest Musk and we can't hear yet in America, so we need you to do it. That is the Democrats on the world stage. And believe me, the left's the authoritarian governments in Europe, from Ireland to the UK to the EU, they know. When Robert Reich speaks, it's Obama. It's Obama speaking. Obama can't write this editorial himself. It'd be too hot of a topic for him in the middle of this election. Now, Obama will eventually come out and advocate for the arrest of Musk and then of a lot of the American pundit class. Well, the conservative ones, not the liberal ones. Obama will eventually say what Reich is saying, but he can't right now because we're in the middle of an election. That's what made this article such a big deal. In fact, this is an American. This is an Obama advisor. He handled the transition for Barack Obama after he was elected and been an advisor for his campaign. So look, these governments understand what this means. Okay, Reich writes, regulators around the world should threaten Elon Musk with arrest if he doesn't stop disseminating lies and hate on X. Global regulators may be on the way to doing this. He says it needs to happen. In the meantime, he says, in the United States, the Federal Trade Commission should demand that Musk take down lies that are likely to endanger individuals, and if he does not, sue him under Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act. Okay. Keep in mind, these are the same Democrats who use censorship to censor the story of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's crimes as documented exhaustively on Hunter Biden's laptop. That being over $3.5 million in bribes from the Russians, over $8 million in bribes from the Chinese, from the Romanians, from the Ukrainians were upwards of $20 million. But by the way, no taxes were ever paid on any of that because none of it was ever reported to the federal government. So that's also money laundering, tax evasion as well. So we're talking three felonies. Oh, four, sorry. Failure to register as a foreign agent. Okay. So the FBI and the Democrats, remember, knew they had to hide the laptop because there was direct evidence of Hunter Biden and ultimately Joe's crimes there, right? And we now know that it's okay to say from David Weiss the truth that they censored. David Weiss is the prosecutor who's prosecuting Hunter Biden now. And Weiss admits, yeah, he took bribes. Use the word bribes. Mm-hmm. But they didn't want you to know that because you might not elect Joe Biden on account of the multiple felonies his family committed in his name to get the money. Right. So what did they do? This, they used censorship. They used censorship to put Joe in office and hide the laptop. Who? The FBI and the Democrat Party. So this is the same Obama-led Democrat Party now saying Elon Musk must be censored, that said the New York Post must be censored for getting the story right about Joe's crimes. So understand what they're asking here. We want to be able to commit as many crimes against the American people as we see fit without any interference from some penny ante billionaire who thinks he could tell people the truth and it's making us mad. Because that's what they did with this power. So when you see, and you should read the article by Reich, because it's really Reich. Yeah, you're thinking Reich? R-E-I-C-H? No, but it is very much something out of the Third Reich. Yes, they did start with censorship. The headline, if you want to look it up, Elon Musk is out of control. Here is how to rein him in. So this is Obama Inc. and the Democrat Party leadership giving the permission for the arrest of Elon Musk. And the reason the arrest of Elon Musk and the extradition of him for trial is so important, they don't care who does it. If it's Brazil or the EU or France, where a criminal trial has now been launched against him, criminal investigation has now been launched against him, or the UK, where they're asserting the right, they're letting them know, yes, we will extradite. We're good. Yeah, we got you. We're going to extradite him when the election's over. That's the point of this. Go ahead. And what does this mean? If Elon Musk gets extradited after that, other American pundits will be extradited for trial as well. Think Tucker Carlson. Look, that case in France, you already have the swimmer, Riley Gaines. Yes, she's being investigated criminally. So, I mean, don't think it's just going to be Elon. They're also investigating Trump in France. So they've got options there. Go ahead, extradite him for speech crimes. By the way, the speech crime in that one was doubting that the dude who won the gold in the Olympics beating up women in boxing was actually a dude. Never mind that he failed a gender test twice because he has an XY chromosome, right? But you can't say that in France, see? So that's why they want to try Riley Gaines and Trump and all these people. So you're going to see them try, this is what they want to do, to extradite the American right-wing political class, the punditry, right out of the country for trial. Now, should you doubt that this is the plan? Michael Schellenberger, a liberal who still believes in the First Amendment, there's like five of them left in the country, pointed this out. Tim Walz and Kamala Harris supported the exact set of policies currently being used in Brazil against X and Elon Musk. Take a listen. And he laid this out in a great video. Take a listen.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and vice presidential candidate Tim Walz have both repeatedly endorsed the three main censorship tactics used by the Brazilian government: censorship of election misinformation, deplatforming of political opponents, and three, cross-platform bans, so that a person is banned not just from one social media platform, but from all of them or most of them. Harris repeatedly called for the U.S. government to deplatform then-President Donald Trump.
So here she is. These are the exact policies that they are currently using against X in Brazil.
He and his account should be taken down. He has lost his privileges.
By the way, she's talking about Trump's Twitter account. I'm sorry. It's from the 2019 debate.
He and his account should be taken down. He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
Yeah, no, it does, because then you can't commit crimes. I mean, you got to be able to censor the laptop, right? I mean, you got to be able to censor whatever makes Democrats look bad. So, yeah, no, that she wants that gone. Never mind, ironically, that it was Joe who was lying the whole time on Twitter about the laptop. Can you believe that? And never got censored. But you know what you're seeing right now? And this is just so badass. Elon Musk, you're seeing his plan. I knew he would use Starlink this way. I knew it. Elon Musk's telling Brazil, kiss me. Kiss it. Yeah. And he says, no, I'm not shutting down X. Sorry. You're a bunch of corruptocrats. People just can get it off Starlink. I think eventually you will see him form his own space-based internet to get around these thugs. Hopefully we will still be able to have free and fair conversations there. But again, it's going to require Donald Trump to win. Or I'm telling you, folks, this is it. We're not going to have First Amendment rights. That is the key issue, really, in this election. World headline in the UK Daily Mail. They're trying to figure out which Kamala is, in fact, the real Kamala. Headline: social media erupts over Kamala Harris's fake accent. Okay, this is all from the long weekend. And this is trending all, well, I'm sorry, no. This is trending on X, not all over the place. The FBI has it tamped down elsewhere. It makes Her Highness look bad. But here are all the Kamalas who showed up over the long weekend. So end of last week and through the weekend. This is Southern Black Kamala. Absolutely savage. Over the weekend, I just got to cheer on Elon Musk taking on the entire world to defend free speech as the Democrats egg on the rest of the world to arrest him. Okay, a lot of people missing the significance of what happened over the weekend. Robert Reich wrote an editorial in The Guardian. That's the UK Guardian, the, you know, one of their two big dailies there in the UK, encouraging Europe to arrest Elon Musk. This is the salute. We've come here now. We have to arrest him. We cannot have misinformation about the Democrat Party or liberals in Europe anymore on X. We've got to be able to censor it. Who is Robert Reich? Who is he? Former Labor Secretary for Bill Clinton, advisor to Barack Obama, American Democrat. Communist Marxist authoritarian pig too, but yeah. So when Robert Reich writes an editorial, an outrageous editorial in the UK Guardian, saying, look, we've come to the point where we need to arrest Musk, and we can't hear yet in America, so we need you to do it. That is the Democrats on the world stage. And believe me, the left's the authoritarian governments in Europe, from Ireland to the UK to the EU, they know. When Robert Reich speaks, it's Obama. It's Obama speak. Obama can't write this editorial himself. It'd be too hot of a topic for him in the middle of this election. Now, Obama will eventually come out and advocate for the arrest of Musk and then of a lot of the American pundit class. Well, the conservative ones, not the liberal ones. Obama will eventually say what Reich is saying, but he can't right now because we're in the middle of an election. That's what made this article such a big deal. In fact, this is an American. This is an Obama advisor. He handled the transition for Barack Obama after he was elected and been an advisor for his campaign. So look, these governments understand what this means. Okay, Reich writes, regulators around the world should threaten Elon Musk with arrest if he doesn't stop disseminating lies and hate on X. Global regulators may be on the way to doing this. He says it needs to happen. In the meantime, he says, in the United States, the Federal Trade Commission should demand that Musk take down lies that are likely to endanger individuals, and if he does not, sue him under Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act. Okay. Keep in mind, these are the same Democrats who use censorship to censor the story of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's crimes as documented exhaustively on Hunter Biden's laptop. That being over $3.5 million in bribes from the Russians, over $8 million in bribes from the Chinese, from the Romanians, from the Ukrainians, were upwards of $20 million. But by the way, no taxes were ever paid on any of that because none of it was ever reported to the federal government. So that's also money laundering, tax evasion as well. So we're talking three felonies. Oh, four. Sorry. Failure to register as a foreign agent. Okay. So the FBI and the Democrats, remember, knew they had to hide the laptop because there was direct evidence of Hunter Biden and ultimately Joe's crimes there, right? And we now know, now that it's okay to say from David Weiss, the truth that they censored. David Weiss is the prosecutor who's prosecuting Hunter Biden now. And Weiss admits, yeah, he took bribes. Use the word bribes. Mm-hmm. But they didn't want you to know that because you might not elect Joe Biden on account of the multiple felonies his family committed in his name to get the money. Right. So what did they do? They used censorship. They used censorship to put Joe in office and hide the laptop. Who? The FBI and the Democrat Party. So this is the same Obama-led Democrat Party now saying Elon Musk must be censored, that said the New York Post must be censored for getting the story right about Joe's crimes. So understand what they're asking here. We want to be able to commit as many crimes against the American people as we see fit without any interference from some penny ante billionaire who thinks he could tell people the truth and it's making us mad. Because that's what they did with this power. So when you see, and you should read the article by Reich, because it's really Reich, yeah, you're thinking Reich? R-E-I-C-H, no, but it is very much something out of the Third Reich. Yes, they did start with censorship. The headline, if you want to look it up, Elon Musk is out of control. Here is how to rein him in. So this is Obama Inc. and the Democrat Party leadership giving the permission for the arrest of Elon Musk. And the reason the arrest of Elon Musk and the extradition of him for trial is so important, they don't care who does it. If it's Brazil or the EU or France, where a criminal trial has now been launched against him, criminal investigation has now been launched against him, or the UK, where they're asserting the right, they're letting them know, yes, we will extradite. We're good. Yeah, we got you. We're going to extradite him when the election's over. That's the point of this. Go ahead. And what does this mean? If Elon Musk gets extradited after that, other American pundits will be extradited for trial as well. Think Tucker Carlson. Look, that case in France, you already have the swimmer, Riley Gaines. Yes, she's being investigated criminally. So, I mean, don't think it's just going to be Elon. They're also investigating Trump in France. So they've got options there. Go ahead, extradite him for speech crimes. By the way, the speech crime in that one was doubting that the dude who won the gold in the Olympics beating up women in boxing was actually a dude. Never mind that he failed a gender test twice because he has an XY chromosome, right? But you can't say that in France, see? So that's why they want to try Riley Gaines and Trump and all these people. So you're going to see them try, this is what they want to do, to extradite the American right-wing political class, the punditry, right out of the country for trial. Now, should you doubt that this is the plan? Michael Schellenberger, a liberal who still believes in the First Amendment, there's like five of them left in the country, pointed this out. Tim Walz and Kamala Harris supported the exact set of policies currently being used in Brazil against X and Elon Musk. Take a listen. And he laid this out in a great video. Take a listen.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and vice presidential candidate Tim Walz have both repeatedly endorsed the three main censorship tactics used by the Brazilian government: censorship of election misinformation, deplatforming of political opponents, and three, cross-platform bans, so that a person is banned not just from one social media platform, but from all of them or most of them. Harris repeatedly called for the U.S. government to deplatform then-President Donald Trump.
So here she is. These are the exact policies that they are currently using against X in Brazil.
He and his account should be taken down. He has lost his privileges.
By the way, she's talking about Trump's Twitter account. I'm sorry. It's from the 2019 debate.
He and his account should be taken down. He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
Yeah, no, it does, because then you can't commit crimes. I mean, you got to be able to censor the laptop, right? I mean, you got to be able to censor whatever makes Democrats look bad. So, yeah, no, that, she wants that gone. Never mind, ironically, that it was Joe who was lying the whole time on Twitter about the laptop. Can you believe that? And never got censored. But you know what you're seeing right now? And this is just so badass. Elon Musk, you're seeing his plan. I knew he would use Starlink this way. I knew it. Elon Musk's telling Brazil, kiss me. Kiss it. Yeah. And he says, no, I'm not shutting down X. Sorry. You're a bunch of corruptocrats. People just can get it off Starlink. I think eventually you will see him form his own space-based internet to get around these thugs. Hopefully we will still be able to have free and fair conversations there. But again, it's going to require Donald Trump to win. Or I'm telling you, folks, this is it. We're not going to have First Amendment rights. That is the key issue, really, in this election. World headline in the UK Daily Mail. They're trying to figure out which Kamala is, in fact, the real Kamala. Headline, social media erupts over Kamala Harris's fake accent. Okay, this is all from the long weekend. And this is trending all, well, I'm sorry, no. This is trending on X, not all over the place. The FBI has it tamped down elsewhere. It makes Her Highness look bad. But here are all the Kamalas who showed up over the long weekend. So end of last week and through the weekend. This is Southern Black Kamala. This woman, by the way, was largely raised in Canada. So we're clear. Okay. So she doesn't actually know what a Southern Black accent sounds like in terms of being raised with one because she was, but she's pretending that's who she is. So this is Kamala Harris's Georgia Black accent. Take a listen. She debuted three different accents over the weekend, outdoing Hillary Clinton.
Let us get through the next 64 days. How about
that? Okay. Then she went to Detroit. This is downtown Detroit, Kamala.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
Now, this here in Pittsburgh, just a few hours later after that last one, is white working class Kamala.
Thank unions for sick leave. Thank unions for paid family leave. Thank unions for your vacation time.
Let's do the Detroit accent again, just a few hours before.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
No matter how much the accent changes, though, the communism stays the same. World headline in the UK Daily Mail. They're trying to figure out which Kamala is, in fact, the real Kamala. Headline, social media erupts over Kamala Harris's fake accent. Okay, this is all from the long weekend. And this is trending all, well, I'm sorry, no. This is trending on X, not all over the place. The FBI has it tamped down elsewhere. It makes Her Highness look bad. But here are all the Kamalas who showed up over the long weekend. So end of last week and through the weekend. This is Southern Black Kamala. This woman, by the way, was largely raised in Canada. So we're clear. Okay. So she doesn't actually know what a Southern Black accent sounds like in terms of being raised with one because she was, but she's pretending that's who she is. So this is Kamala Harris's Georgia Black accent. Take a listen. She debuted three different accents over the weekend, outdoing Hillary Clinton.
Let us get through the next 64 days. How about
Okay. Then she went to Detroit. This is downtown Detroit, Kamala.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
Now, this here in Pittsburgh, just a few hours later after that last one, is white working class Kamala.
Thank you.
Let's do the Detroit accent again, just a few hours before.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
No matter how much the accent changes, though, the communism stays the same.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.